And a one and a two and a rip-a-pa-pa-pa-ta-ka-ka-kong. Sweet and sticky come in a jar. Sweet and sticky come in a jar. Sweet and sticky come in a jar.
There we go.
Sweet and Sticky Sunday Fun Day podcast program, episode 2, is brought to you by I Love Sandy Boulevard. Between Grand Avenue and Northeast 82nd, Sandy Boulevard offers miles of fun and entertainment, most of it legal. So pile the family in the car, bring them on down to Sandy Boulevard, and show it some love. I Love Sandy Boulevard is there for you today. That's right, go. Test, test, check. 1, 2, 1. High quality audio. Welcome to episode 2 of the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Fun Day podcast program. I'm your host, Kelly, with my co-host,
Baby Beef.
Baby Beef this week. Oh, bro, I'm so excited. We're here for episode number 2.
I don't want people to know my name on here.
We had a great first episode.
I thought we were using code names. Everything's gone out the window.
Go with the flow, man. That's part of our tagline. Remember, be kind. Go with the flow.
Live every day.
But very excited. And, you know, not just because this is episode 2, but I think the pressure's on. Because we have freaking made it, dude. Did you hear? So not only have like 3 people listened to the podcast, but we are now available on all the major podcast platforms, Breaker, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, none of which I've ever heard of. But these next 3?
I'm pretty sure that just happens.
Hey.
Anyways.
And it did happen.
I wouldn't constitute that making it.
Spotify.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Google Podcasts. Apple Podcasts.
I'd say we arrived.
Dude, we're there.
All right.
We're out there. Everywhere. Oh. Part of the FANG. You know about FANG? FAANG. FANG is like, it's like some...
No, I don't know about FANG.
It's academics and economists acronym for, you know, the people controlling everything. Facebook, Apple, Amazon, something with an N, and Google. What's the N? Facebook, Apple, Amazon, something with an N, and Google. Anyway, that's the FANG. Hmm. And they, you know, they see how FANG is doing. Anyway, we're out on the Netflix? FANG. We are out there. Oh, yeah, Netflix. Nice.
I don't know if that's right.
Get the sound effects going. Bing. Oh. All right, well, he works on the sound effects.
I'm gonna unlock my phone.
I'm going to share some of the feedback from last week's listeners. Thanks to all of you who listened, mostly on the Anchor platform. Our thanks to Anchor. They got us started, so thank you, Anchor. But the feedback, you know, it was a mixed bag. Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah. Mixed bag of feedback, some good, some bad. Some folks said, you two are hilarious, love listening to you. A Dr. Martin from Canada said, quote unquote, your parents should have spanked you more. And I'm not sure if that's a positive feedback, negative feedback. Mr. Cheke from Hobart, Indiana, very much enjoyed the music that we made. Did not care at all for the background music, hated that. But did like the music that you and I made. He called it sublime. Not the band, but, you know, the adjective. So thanks to Mr. Cheke for that. A fair number of people said strange things to me, like, I'll watch it later, which I don't understand. Maybe you could explain that. What do they mean, watch it? Watching a podcast?
Well, you can't watch our podcast.
That's a good thing.
It's just a nice way of telling you, like, never go listen to your podcast.
That's true.
Go away.
I'm glad you said that, because a fair number of people ignored my request to listen to our podcast, and so I'm going to consider that neutral feedback. What do you think?
I think
that's
great, actually, because...
Neutral.
I'll be fine if nobody ever listens to our podcast.
Oh, you. And then what else? Last bit of feedback. Gotta get those sound effects ready, buddy. Oh, it was, I didn't quite get it. You guys just talked about making a podcast, which is an astute observation because, as you know, episode one was called Prelude to a Podcast, and it was indeed about us figuring out how to make a podcast. Mm-hmm. So,
and we good still for you, listener. What we're doing. So, all right. And so, who is that from?
Episode two. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
It was from more than one person. One of the three that listened last week. All right, what do we got coming up today, bro?
Well, we've got a flashback with Phil.
Mmm, lovely.
Herpes or hairpiece?
Herpes or hairpiece?
And you got a rant coming, which I was trying to say I wasn't too sure we should do. But yeah, if you want to put it out there,
you and Michelle, are both against the rant. I'd call it a mini rant. We're going to go with the mini rant, see what people think. We appreciate your feedback. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Sweet and Shticky Sunday Funday podcast program on all major platforms, including Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. All right. Time for flashbacks with Phil, which we promised you in our Prelude to a Podcast. That's Prelude to a Podcast. If you haven't heard that yet, it's available on Anchor Podcast, the Sweet and Shticky Sunday Funday podcast program. So, flashbacks with Phil, the idea really is kind of a tribute to our time with Phil. Last week you were asking me when that was, you recall?
Yeah, it was 1987, and you know, it's interesting we're choosing flashback with Phil because I have, like, very little memory of this time, so.
I love it. Yeah, well, that'll be the fun of, you know, coming through the tapes, trying to find something that's funny and not completely offensive. so that's the idea, is we're going to have a flashback with Phil, and I thought maybe as a prelude to that, seem to like that word this week, prelude. I would tell a story about Phil. So we lived in Simsbury. I think it's fair to say that, I don't know, were you fond of our time in Simsbury?
Well, like I said, I don't have many memories of Simsbury, and it obviously wasn't a great time.
Okay.
So I don't know if I pushed that back or...
Well, to try to have some sort of a good time, we would go over to Phil's house because it was the house that was least likely to have any sort of parental supervision at all. And we would do these skits and funny stories and things, and you're all going to get to relive that with us through the Sweet and Shticky podcast program. But for today, I just want to say, you know, we left Simsbury after, what, a couple of years?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years was enough. I don't think any of us really enjoyed our time there, except our time with Phil, of course. And years later, I get this call, one of those collect calls from prison. You ever gotten one of those?
I've never gotten one of those. Oh. Who'd you get this call from?
Well, none other than Phil. So wow. Phil called me from the Iowa State Penitentiary, my childhood friend, you know, my best friend in the world in Simsbury for that time, you know. Yes. And here he is calling me from the Iowa State Pen. Turns out, and this is the part I still can't wrap my mind around. Phil was managing a movie theater and somehow got... coerced into letting someone that he didn't really know rob the movie theater. So I don't know if he was like strong-armed into it, if he was threatened, but Phil let this guy rob the movie theater. And they got away with it. Well, I guess they would have gotten away with it, except this guy, whoever this guy was, let's just call him the robber. He goes out, buys the fanciest car you can buy in those days, you know, I don't know, Camaro, Mustang GT, whatever was hot and, you know, cool for a young man to have in 1987, buys this car, crashes it, totals it, and in the process of the, you know, subsequent police investigation and the insurance investigation, they come to find out, how the hell did you get enough money for this freaking car? Oh, you must have robbed the movie theater. Oh, who helped you? He ratted on Phil. Phil went to the pen, and, yeah, that was game over for Phil for a time. So we'll get back to our tributes now. This is our first flashback with Phil on the Sweet and Shticky podcast program.
my way, please, please, keep it out of my way, please, please. Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special announcement. Sven, shut up.
The Russians have just launched six nuclear missiles. Sven. We're all going to die.
Sven.
3 minutes to live. Die, you American scum! You will not die!
The communists are superior to all! We will destroy you and pitch a gobbleskoski! I don't care about popcorn water! In the Soviet Union, popcorn water is illegal! Popcorn water is outlawed!
That's right, it's time for our weekly trivia segment. Herpes or herpes.
Yay!
That is herpes or herpes for the uninitiated, where I'll ask our special guest one question, and the answer to the question is either herpes or herpes. Tonight's contestant is Chris. Chris, the Merkin.
Yes.
The Merkin most closely associated with herpes or herpes?
I know what a merkin is.
Tell us. Tell us what a merkin is first.
Well, it's a pubic wig.
It is indeed. It is a pubic wig.
Yeah. But okay, so it's closely associated though. So is
most the, closely most, associated with herpes or herpes?
Well, I think it's also associated with herpes.
But which is it most?
Because you can cover up. Because you can cover up your herpes.
Yeah, that's why.
With you your know, merkin.
This one is kind of like a, what do you call, open-ended question answer, I mean.
So is that true? Well, I'm going to say hairpiece. I mean, that's my final answer, hairpiece. But
if I could use the technology. You are right! Hairpiece in 1450.
We're having technical difficulties.
1450 is when the Merkin first made its debut as a pubic wig. Specifically for the reason that you outline here, it was to cover up, the treatment for pubic lice and crabs was to shave the genital area. And some women like to afterwards, and perhaps men, cover up that shaved area with...
Wow, times have changed
with the merkin.
But the idea is you shave so
for sanitary reasons.
Sanitary reasons, but it's not that you put the merkin on to get, and then the crabs jump in the merkin, you throw the merkin away.
I don't know that they thought of that. Okay. You know, it was probably pretty hard to make a merkin in 1450. Oh, okay. But another darker sort of association with this is certain sex workers. That were infected with syphilis and perhaps herpes. It doesn't say herpes in the literature. That's why I think your answer is correct, herpes. It's most closely associated with herpes, not herpes. Okay. But the reason they would use the merkin, after they'd already shaved down there and got rid of the pubic lice, if they had syphilitic sores, which I can't remember is stage 1 or 2 of syphilis. I think it's stage 1. So if you have a little sore and you're not sure what it is, obviously go to the doctor. I mean, that's probably common sense. But anyway,
I don't know if this is on a future episode or not, but do you know that when they started wearing wigs in whatever the 17th century or whenever it was, that was also to cover up syphilis because it would rot your
hair, would fall
your
out,
brain, and rot your head. And,
all right, well, so yeah, the other.
It actually would rot your nose, and people wore fake noses.
So after these sex workers, to cover up the it didn't say herpes, so that's why we're going with hairpiece here. The answer is hairpiece.
okay.
It was because they wanted to cover up the syphilis sores and other things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think there's any wrong answer to this one, but I think your answer was the most right.
Okay.
Love it. And we're back. Well, as you know, bro, I ride my bike to work 3 or 4 days a week, and for the most part, it's a relaxing, enjoyable way to get to work. last week was spring break, so public school was out, every school was out, roads were clear, it was quiet, it was lovely. This week, not so much, because school is back in session. And in the morning, when you're riding your bike, even in bike-friendly Portland, you're taking your life in your hands for two reasons. Reason number one, parents. Parents in the city of Portland drive their kids to school, fair number of them anyway, even though we're in the city. And despite the fact that, to my knowledge, public elementary schools, probably private elementary schools, start at the same fucking time every day, these folks are always late. They can't seem to organize around the fact that school starts at the same time every day and get there without trying to kill me on my bike commute. They're looking at their phones, they're sipping their latte, they're ignoring that screaming resource gobbling monster in the back seat as they plow through a stop sign and just about kill me. And, you know, I don't know, bro. You and I went to public school in 5 different states and provinces in 2 different countries using only our legs and public transportation. We had no problem getting to school on time, but not here in Portland. So in addition to these parents racing to work late, the second reason bike commuting in the morning and in the evening is dangerous is because of headlights. People don't turn their headlights on. Turn your fucking headlights on. Anytime you're in your car, turn your headlights on. Especially if you're driving in the dark, in the rain, in a black, gray, silver, white vehicle, any kind of vehicle, regardless of the color of your vehicle, turn your headlights on when you're driving. In civilized countries like Canada, Western Europe, headlights are on all the time. It's the law. Anytime you turn the ignition, your daytime running lights are on in your car. Why? Because it's safer. Not here in America. Don't tell me to turn my headlights on. Don't tell me to wear a helmet on my motorcycle. Don't tell me to wear a seat belt. You're infringing on my freedoms. Freedoms that people died for. Yeah, well, guess what, asshole? If you think people died so that you have the right not to wear a seatbelt, go crash your car into a pole. Thank you. Seatbelt thing, you know, that's the one that really gets me. You know, why tempt fate? Okay, if you want to tempt fate, climb Mount Everest. Do something that's worth it. Something memorable. Something amazing. Don't tempt fate by not wearing a seatbelt. I actually have a colleague who doesn't wear a seatbelt. And their argument is, because their car is bigger than other cars, if they crash, they'll be fine. To which I reply, you must have flunked high school physics, because that's not how physics works. If two heavy objects smash into each other, even if one is heavier than the other, they are going to change direction abruptly. And anything that is not tethered or secured or restrained inside one of those heavy objects is going to bounce around like a fucking ping pong ball. So, you know, if you want to be selfish, don't wear your seatbelt. Who cares? But for the sake of others, for the sake of altruism, to be kind, turn your headlights on. You don't want to wear your seatbelt? Fine. But please, turn your headlights on. Let people see you. Let people know that you're driving a 2-ton vehicle through a stop sign. At least give us a chance.
Wake up any neighbors.
I didn't know you were going to stop there, but in the middle. I think it worked out, though.
Well, there it is, folks. Episode 2 of the Sweet and Sticky Sunday Funday podcast program. We beat last week's episode by 2.5 minutes, bro. 2.5 minutes, so we are improving in duration, if nothing else. We hope you've enjoyed it, folks. That's it for us. It's Baby Beef reminding you to live while you live. Try to be kind and go with the flow. We'll see you next time.